From the studios of Boise State Public Radio, I'm Gemma Gaudette. Buy less and share more. That's the motto of the Buy Nothing Project, whose community has more than 5 million members, making it one of the largest gift economies in the world. So, how does a gift economy work? Well, nothing in the community is sold, but rather given away for free, making everything from a grill to a gallon of milk equal value. The project operates within simple parameters. You can gift an item, you can ask for an item, or you can show gratitude. So joining us today to talk more about the project is Buy Nothing co-founder, Liesl Clark, and Marnie Dubois, a local member of the Buy Nothing community. I want to welcome both of you to the program.
Thanks for having us.
So Liesl, let me start with you. Where did the idea for Buy Nothing come from?
Well, it came from a few places. My good friend, Rebecca Rockefeller, and I live on Bainbridge Island, which is just off the coast of Seattle. And we came to find that there were a lot of plastics washing ashore with every high tide. And we would walk along the beaches and collect the plastics and then inventory them. And we asked the question of where they were coming from. And we basically determined that they're coming from us. They're coming from our homes. They're coming from our cars and from our workplaces. They're washing down with every rain event into our storm drains and out into our oceans. We also noticed that people are, even throwing away or giving away to charity perfectly usable items that, we found many were going into the landfill. So we tried to launch a social experiment asking our neighbors to join us in actually trying to buy nothing for a week. And now 9 years later, here we are, in an effort to share more and conserve the resources that we actually have in our communities.
So Liesl, Buy Nothing communities are hyper-local. So can you explain to us what that means and why they're actually set up that way?
Well, what we wanted to do is to create a sort of community collective where we gather together virtually and we share, the stuff we have. We share the abundance that we have and, of course, our talents with those who live in close proximity to us. So we wanted to use it as an opportunity in a hyper-local way, meaning neighborhood by neighborhood, enabling people to share what they have. So you could literally go and gather that proverbial cup of sugar from your nearby neighbor. I think we were finding that we don't know each other. However, once you open up a platform and the ability for people to ask for and give what they have in abundance, we come to actually get to know each other.
So Marnie, I want to bring you into the conversation. You are an admin for one of our local Buy Nothing groups here in Boise. So how did you first get involved with the community?
It was something of just, and thank you so much for having us today. It was something in my own life, seeing what I had around myself, didn't want to always give things to donate. Like what can we use that can actually be passed on to somebody else as a pay it forward? And I stumbled on the Buy Nothing group and loved that it wasn't just sort of a free for all, but actually wanting the connections to be made within our community. And I felt really strongly about that. So, saw that they were seeking admins. And so I reached out and went through the training with what Liesl and Rebecca had started. There's training that can go along with it to kind of say, well, this is ideally how the groups can work. So it was just my own interest in going, well, we're surrounded by stuff that I don't use anymore, stuff that I don't enjoy anymore, but still has life in it. So rather than having it go to the landfill, what can I do with it?
Yeah. And that's true. I'm thinking about stuff in my garage right now. So Marnie, give us an idea of what kinds of things that you see gifted and requested in the group here locally.
Well, everything from exactly that, ingredients to make dinner. I have leftovers from my restaurant visit and I'd like to pass them on to somebody tonight. We just had one on Mother's Day. Somebody made wonderful chicken soup for a sick friend and decided to reach out to any mothers that weren't feeling so perky, that were sort of run down sometimes. So, hey, I have fresh soup and herbs out of my garden. And that was a wonderful gift. Gifts of service. People have baked for one another. I believe there are cookies on my doorstep right now that one of the neighbors that I recently gifted made cookies this morning and said, hey, guess what? And so that's about those connections that are long term. Baby grand piano and a dozen eggs from chickens in the garden and everything in between. It's really wonderful to see once these connections start being made, how people talk to each other and relate to each other in the online world, and how wonderful it is so close to the real in person. Hey, how are you doing today?
Mm-hmm. And the Buy Nothing Project has gained a lot of popularity over the last 2 years. And Liesl, why do you think participation grew in particular during the last 2 years, which was the pandemic?
Well, I would say that when we found ourselves isolated in our homes, and many of us, you know, even going to the store was quite traumatic in the early days when we just didn't know how the pandemic was spreading. We were able to come to know each other again through sharing. We found that people were gathering together in their Buy Nothing communities and started kind of vicariously witnessing people sharing with each other, and they wanted to participate even more, and more people started to hear about it, because even though we were cloistered in our homes, we were finding ways to connect with each other and observe other people giving to neighbors nearby, and the joy that someone would receive in actually getting exactly what they wanted. And so this was a way for us to actually collectively gather together and be in community, even though we weren't necessarily physically next to each other. There's something very I call it the glue that connects us all together when we're all witnessing these gives and these asks and these sort of completed wish lists. Even some getting married, and even if they're getting married virtually, a wedding dress may be needed. And this happens all over the world. And lo and behold, you know, there's a wedding dress that is someone's more than happy to give up, or a prom dress. And we all get that dopamine hit as we observe. So I think the word just spread, and people found that it was a way to actually be with people through the pandemic. So we pretty much doubled in size.
Well, and also we should note about the environmental impact of a group like this, because if things aren't going to the landfill, I mean, there's a positive impact right there. So Liesl, what are the long-term environmental goals of the Buy Nothing Project?
Well, we have just developed, 5 months ago, we launched the Buy Nothing app, which actually has a feature in it where each community can see the numbers of gives and the numbers of asks. And if people are truly participating in it and then marking when a gift is given, you can then collectively as a community see sort of what your impact is. We're building that out ultimately to be able to show people what you're saving in terms of greenhouse gas emissions, numbers of cars that you're, for example, keeping off the road. So each gift or each ask fulfilled will actually be a metric that each of us will be able to see, how am I doing, or how is my neighborhood doing? And I think that there's some value in that, where we each feel empowered, as opposed to feeling like, there's so much waste, or there's so much, the climate change is such a problem. Well, this is one thing that you can do by sharing, by lending, by borrowing, and by keeping the circular economy going within your neighborhood and not having to go out and buy new every time. I think this can have real impact.
And Marty, how would you say that the project has helped foster a greener and more equitable Boise or Treasure Valley?
Well, especially with the hyperlocal, you're not, driving and idling in your car as long, because hey, it's in walking distance. I can go pick this up from this person. I can borrow that rather than purchasing it. So I don't have to go farther to go to the store to pick something up, and then I can walk it over and return it again. So I think that it is what we can do on a day to day that actually will build momentum and in the long run help us overall. So it's just that that our neighbors are so close and that we make those connections.
Mm. And Liesl, you mentioned that you've launched an app, and because we should say that, I mean, this all started basically on Facebook, and you've now gone to this new platform. Does that change anything for current group members?
It really doesn't. I mean, people can certainly stay in their Facebook Buy Nothing communities because, you know, we're so proud and excited that people are still continuing to sign up and launch new Facebook groups. But also in the app, it's sort of a both and. You can travel with the app. There are many people who were not on Facebook. And it was the number one question that we were emailed every day. People saying, I'm just not on Facebook. Will you please try to develop something so that I can participate? So we wanted to develop something that was equitable and gave everyone equal access and then have it be much more custom built for sharing. Within Facebook, we have to kind of work with their product called Groups, which has been extremely successful. There's so many people on Facebook. However, it's not designed just for gift economy. So we do have to kind of pivot when there are changes. And the admins are really adept at doing that. So I think we've been able to sort of meet everyone's needs, but we just wanted to be sure to capture anyone who would like to join.
So how do people join? I mean, how do people get started with this?
Well, you of course can download the app on the Google Play or the App Store, and it's free. And then if you want to participate in a Facebook group, you can literally just look it up on Facebook. You can see if there is one. For example, you could come to our website, and we have a big list of all of the Buy Nothing groups. There are over 7,000 worldwide. Or you could just type in the name of your community and say, Buy Nothing Boise and see what comes up. Marnie, I'm sure there are many groups in Boise. Is that right?
Yes, I believe there's five of us, and we're looking at sprouting into one of the longer groups in the North End, but five in Boise alone. I believe there's 17, 18 in the Valley, and probably 40 statewide.
So I have a question then before we wrap up, Liesl, because you've created an online academy for people who actually want to start their own Buy Nothing communities. So what are the most important qualities, if someone wants to start their own, in particular, as Marnie said here in Boise? I mean, it sounds like they might need some more groups out there.
Well, I think it's accessible to anyone who would like to be a community builder. So that's really how we want people to perceive themselves. If you volunteer your time to, sort of be an agent of good and to model gift economy behavior, that's what this academy does. It's free. There are, seven lessons, and it's quite easy to kind of read through all of the materials and come to understand in depth what a gift economy is and how it can truly have impact in your community. So again, you could work within the app or a Facebook group. In the app, you can set your parameters and you're the center of your giving circle. So you can share with people half a mile away or as far away as 20 miles. And we're just so thrilled. There are 13,000 volunteers who, like Marnie, who have volunteered their time to build these hyper-local gift economies in their own neighborhoods. And I think we're really going to bring about behavioral change.
Well, I want to thank both of you for coming on and talking about this. We've been speaking with Liesl Clark, the co-founder of the Buy Nothing Project, and Marnie Dubois, a local member of the Buy Nothing community, about a social movement that helps to build community and keep our planet a little cleaner. Up next, a new program is working to help farmers connect with restaurant markets.